The Japanese animated TV series Paranoia Agent has come out on DVD, and critic John Power says that it's not only an amazing show, but a good introduction to one of the world's most interesting filmmakers.
When Japanese animation, or anime, first began showing up in American theaters, I frankly wasn't impressed. Every movie seemed to be about some saucer-eyed girl being violated by a critter with tentacles. But as more anime films came to the U.S., it became obvious that Japanese animation isn't just for geeky teenage boys. At its best, it has a sophistication that makes most Hollywood cartoons seem like, well, cartoons. Although the most famous anime filmmaker is Hayao Miyazaki, who made Spirited Away, the most grown-up is just becoming known here. His name is Satoshi Kon, and he largely shies away from the sci-fi and fantasy themes of other anime directors. His stuff isn't about robots. Instead, Kon's work explicitly tackles the crazy anxieties that bubble beneath the seeming politeness of Japanese life. His latest project is a TV series called Paranoia Agent, and it's one of the best and strangest programs I've ever seen. One night, I showed the first episode to friends at a party, and they all clamored to borrow the DVD. The story begins by focusing on a young woman, Tsukiko, who's well known for inventing a Hello Kitty-like character named Moromi, a big-eyed puppy that's become a national obsession. Tsukiko's under pressure to come up with another lucrative character, but just when she's about to buckle from stress, she's attacked on the street by Little Slugger, a grinning boy of maybe 11 or 12, who rides around on rollerblades and wields a baseball bat. Almost instantly, her case is being followed by the cops, sleazeball reporters, and yammering TV pundits. But the attack on Tsukiko is just the beginning. Soon, Little Slugger claims other victims, and Paranoia Agent starts opening up like an origami flower in water. The story encompasses more and more aspects of Japanese life, from memories of the atomic bomb to its deliriously silly popular culture. And meanwhile, the exploits of Little Slugger enter the national mythology, prompting a collective outpouring of speculation and gossip, rather like a Greek chorus.
Golden Slugger still hasn't been arrested, has he?
You mean Little Slugger?
Oh, yeah, Little Slugger.
I heard that his bat is golden.
So anyway, the police came to my place, too. It felt just like I was in a TV cop show.
So what did they ask you?
Well, they showed me this sketch of the suspect, and he looked like he was 12.
What? He was an elementary school kid? Really?
So then he really does have a twisted metal baseball bat?
But did you hear this? He grins right before he attacks.
That's so weird.
I heard his shoes and bat are both gold.
What if his eyeballs are also gold?
It's scary, not funny.
Yes, I know. The dubbing is pretty bad. But the DVD also lets you watch the show in the original Japanese with English subtitles, which is what I'd recommend. I myself have seen Paranoia Agent both subtitled and dubbed, once to hear the original acting, and once just to concentrate on the images. For Satoshi Kon is a brilliant stylist who weds a gorgeous sense of composition to a bold willingness to flip between past and present, objective reality, and subjective experience. While Paranoia Agent is unlike any TV show I've ever seen, the closest may be something like Twin Peaks, it's a logical extension of Kon's three earlier animated movies, all available on DVD, and each of them terrific. His debut, Perfect Blue, was a psychosexual thriller about a pop idol haunted by a fan who can't accept her retirement. His follow-up, Millennium Actress, told the story of 20th century Japan through the career of a woman movie star. And his most recent picture, Tokyo Godfathers, was about three homeless people who look after an abandoned baby. What all these movies share is a fascination with the power of psychological projection, be it the worship of pop icons or the stigmatization of outsiders, like the homeless, who come to represent what society finds threatening. This same theme runs through Paranoia Agent. As the story progresses, what looks like a simple crime story, a young hoodlum whacking people with a ball bat, grows trickier and trickier. And we start to ask ourselves questions. Are Little Slugger's victims really victims, or do they secretly want to be attacked because this offers a kind of relief? Is Little Slugger a real person, or could he actually be an evil spirit born of repression? And what's his relationship to Tsukiko's creation, that big-eyed puppy Moromi, whose sole function in the world is to be soothingly innocent? At a time when Japanese culture may be best known for unthreatening creations like Hello Kitty and the flat paintings of Takashi Murakami, Kan does something daring. He reveals the fear, sadness, and pain hidden by the modern embrace of things that are cute. In fact, for all its wild twists and turns, Paranoia Agent is shot through with a wistful sense of melancholy. Kan has a keen awareness of human frailty and solitude in a modern society where individuals are surrounded by people and messages, yet feel utterly alone. In such a reality, Kan suggests, paranoia isn't just a curse, but almost a necessity. Fear of Little Slugger is a way of feeling connected to a world that might otherwise have no meaning at all.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the Japanese TV series Paranoia Agent, which has been released on DVD.